when you've had something, and then let's say you've eaten it all up, somebody comes in, let's say it's candy, comes in and says, "Is there any candy left?" You'd say, "No, I'm sorry, it's
all gone."
And we talked about your garden and your vegetables. What vegetables did you grow? Or do you now, for that matter?
Well, it was out here right now. You've got peas, corn, cucumbers, tender greens, radishes, lettuce. That's, for I believe, all we have out there right at the moment.
Any of those bushes that have the red fruit on them? A lot of seeds in them?
You must be talking about pepper.
No, the one that you'd slice for salad.
Oh, tomatoes. Yeah, you heard what they said. John put all of his tomatoes in one bed.
Yeah. Do you raise any of that fruit that you dry, grows underground, has a long green top? You dry it, keep it all winter, maybe put it in your soups or slice it for hamburgers, slice it to put on hamburgers. What it gives you such a delightful breath?
Oh, garlic. I guess so. You're thinking about garlic.
I'm thinking about the big one.
Horseradish.
No, this is more common than that.
Onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got onions out there.
What do you call them when you dig them up and they're very small and serve them on the table?
It's green onions.
Uh-huh. You ever heard those called ingerns?
Yeah.
Is that from the bottoms right here?
I've heard it a few times, I'm sure, especially in the spring to be out hunting wild onions.
I asked the man down by Summerfield. I didn't ask him this. Or did I? I don't believe I did. But his brother-in-law took me back to his house because I couldn't get that rambler across the streams. He said he had taken his pickup anyway because he couldn't get out either. And then the man didn't want to talk, so we came back across the streams again. And his brother-in-law sat in the car and revisited for a while. He wouldn't know what I was doing, so I picked up one of these things. I said, "Well, for example," went through a few pages and we came to onion. And I said, "Well, what do you call those white things that you grow dry, eat all through the year?" "Well, onions." I worked it wrong when I was just explaining it to him. I could have gotten the response. He said, "Yeah." And then I said, "You ever called ingerns?" Oh, he gave me I looked as though he thought I was trying to find his favorite still.
Yeah, I've heard him called ingerns.
Well, I didn't know if it had moved in there or not. I've heard that I can find that over east of Cordell, east and south of there. I don't know why.
I don't either.
That fella said over there in the boondocks, you'll find it. What do you call those large yellow flat beans? Maybe they'll be that big.
Butter beans?
Uh-huh. Now, how do you serve them?
Sometimes they list them on the menu at the cafe as lima beans.
Yeah, limas. Uh-huh. Do you, yeah, something has happened, and I've got my interviews all run together this trip. I can't keep them straight, and I can't recall. I think we've talked about this, haven't we?
What?
We talked about beans.